I want to ask you some questions on how you would equate Sun Tzu in everyday life. And one of the big things that comes up in everybody's walk of life, of course, is their own life, their romantic life or their own personal life. Can you really apply these techniques to try to cure some of those problems that many people have?
Yeah, I've actually done whole books on it. I have a book. Actually, after I got cancer, I'd worked in the corporate world. I was financially independent. I was doing it just because I was fascinated by Sun Tzu's system and teaching in the corporate world because they were flying me all over the world to talk about it. But after I got cancer, I said, well, you know, I saw people literally dying because they didn't understand how strategy worked and what position they were in and how to analyze that position and how to make good decisions. And after that, I did a whole series of books on career building, how to use this in advancing your career, a book on parenting teens, a book on finding, keeping, and maintaining love, the art of war plus the art of love, the art of war plus the art of parenting teens, the art of war plus the art of career building, and another book for small businessmen since I started speaking to a lot of small business associations and groups like that as well. But it could, you know, I've started books. I've been asked to do things on weight loss. All this stuff all fits within the same basic principles, and it makes perfect sense. I mean, the basic idea that you have to understand your position, and you have to have a philosophy, and you have to have certain leadership skills, and you have to have certain methodology, and you have to understand what the ground is, and you have to understand what the trends are, what Sun Tzu calls heaven, things that you can't control, but that you can leverage in your favor, works in any situation. And the four steps for advancing your position, which are knowledge, vision, action, and positioning, work in every situation. I mean, these are very abstract concepts that anybody can understand.
All right, how would you equate it to somebody's personal life in a relationship, for example? How would they use those techniques?
Well, let me use some things from my own life.
For example, in my career,
very early on, I was having a problem. This was back when I was selling for a fairly well-known company, and I had problems with my boss. And what Sun Tzu teaches is that if you meet an obstacle, the first thing you have to do is learn, which is the knowledge step. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, what I started doing is finding out what my boss's problems were, mm-hmm. you know, what his issues were. And I discovered that he didn't, you know, computers were coming in at the time. This was the early 70s. And he really didn't know much about computers, was uncomfortable dealing with them. You know, there were a lot of accounts that were starting to buy with their computers.
Threatened by him, probably.
And so I saw an opportunity. That's the vision step. Because I'd had some computer training in college. I'd learned a little bit about COBOL. So I basically said, you know, I know a little bit about this. Can I help you? And that was the action step. I committed myself. I did something. And I started helping with that. Well, not only did it improve my relationship with my boss, but this was when I was with Big Pen, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. I became the sales rep of the year because I understood, I learned how to sell to computer systems. I understood what the movement figures and how they were judged and how you could use those movement figures to tell a story. And it actually led me into a path that ended up, you know, some years later, 5-6 years later, I started my own software company. I actually decided to get in computers when the microcomputer came out and so on. And that's a perfect example of that was a little step initially. I had a problem with my boss, and I found a way to solve it. But what Sun Tzu says is as you advance your position, you find new opportunities open up. And, you know, it's that whole process of learning, seeing an opportunity, being courageous enough to commit to it, and then using your new position, developing that position, and learning it well enough that you can see the new opportunity, the new knowledge that you need to learn, and the new opportunities that open from that. And it's a continuous process. What Sun Tzu taught is that you don't want to try and take big steps. He taught that big steps that take a long time and have a lot of risk are extremely dangerous. What you try and do is take small steps, sort of test the waters, you know, try things out. You know, his idea of an attack, he says you don't win wars with big battles. You win war with little attacks where you try something and try something over again.
That's so true.
And that whole idea of having a systematic way of understanding that is so important. The whole idea of what Sun Tzu teaches as momentum has been very important in my life. And, of course, because I got into computer technology, Sun Tzu says that we misunderstand what momentum really is. You know, people think, you know, from I guess the way football is covered on TV or sports, what momentum means is that if you're winning, you have momentum, and when you lose, then you don't have momentum. What Sun Tzu says is that no, momentum comes from surprise. Surprising people is what changes people's minds about who's winning. And you can come in second and be such a surprise because you did so well that all of a sudden the momentum will be in your favor.
Absolutely. They probably expected you to come in 80th, and you come in second. You're right.
That's right. You know, they didn't expect it to be close. You see that in politics all the time where somebody, I mean, Bill Clinton's a perfect example. I mean, and actually, you know, there are a lot of naturally very good strategists. Bill Clinton was a great natural strategist. But he actually came in second in New Hampshire, and he rode that second-place finish to victory because it created momentum for him, and, you know, he came out of nowhere. And it's that surprise that Sun Tzu teaches creates the sense of momentum. And that whole idea the whole chapter on momentum is actually all about creativity and how you use the changes in the environment and all the resources. He says there's nothing mysterious about creativity. All you have to do is take things that people are familiar with and put them together in a new way, and you can come up with sort of an endless source of creativity so that things are different all the time. But it's that continual change, that continual surprise that maintains momentum.